An exhibition that opens this weekend at the Hunter Museum of American Art in Chattanooga will feature not only one artist, but two. Natalie Mead is associate curator at the Hunter. Natalie, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us more about this exhibition at the Hunter.
Well, you know, we're super excited about the upcoming exhibit. This is our big summer blockbuster exhibit, as we're referring it. So this is William J. Glackens and Pierre-Auguste Renoir, Affinities and Distinctions.
For people who are not familiar with Glackens and or Renoir, just set the stage about each of them, and then we'll talk more about the exhibition.
Right. I think most people are familiar with Pierre-Auguste Renoir, even if you haven't heard of his name. He's one of those really fabulous French impressionists whose work has gone down in history as being like the cover of magazines and books and even reproductions in a nice hotel room, you know, something like that. But even in terms of the art world, the same thing did not fare well for Glackens, who is an American artist. So for us, this is a great time. This is a great chance for us to bring in a French artist, the Hunter, being solely focused on American artists. So this specific exhibit focuses on these two artists and how the one was very much inspired by the other. So how this American artist, William Glackens, was very much inspired by this French impressionist, Pierre-Auguste Renoir. And both of them, their lives, they overlap just kind of briefly. The two artists never met in real life. It's really kind of more of a one-sided, this person that you have seen, somebody who has inspired you throughout your career, and this is what happens with Glackens. But both of these artists kind of follow an impressionist track. So this kind of loose brushstroke and kind of a study on the atmosphere and the light within the atmosphere. And then both of them realize that although that's a great movement to follow, that there is something beyond that, and start focusing on what we consider today as modernism. So you see a lot of like bright, colorful influences that emerge throughout their works kind of later in their career. So for Renoir, he was actually one of the founding members of Impressionism. I think that the artist that we probably recognize the best in terms of Impressionism is going to be Monet, but Renoir and Monet were like a handful of artists who set the stage for Impressionism. You know, shortly after the first series of Impressionist shows emerge, the Impressionist exhibits in France, Renoir basically abandons this style to focus more on modernism. And this is kind of for two reasons. One is a health reason. He develops rheumatoid arthritis. So the ability to create an Impressionist style, even though the Impressionist style isn't capturing something like realistically, it's still a little bit blurred. It was, I think, a little bit technically difficult for him. But he also is, in about the 1880s, inspired by a trip to Italy where he sees art from antiquity and is inspired by what is my role in art history and like what's the next step within art history? Like where is Impressionism going to be? Is this the proper next step or is there something else? And so he's inspired by, in terms of antiquity, like the bright colors, the composition of like the Madonna and Child, things that you would see all throughout Italy, and is exploring these kind of historic themes in a more modern way.
And what about Glackens? Where does he fit into all this?
So Glackens is kind of, in my opinion, one of those people who is every point in his life, right place at the right time. So he has an incredible friend throughout high school who ends up becoming this very, very wealthy art patron. The friend is Albert Barnes, and Albert Barnes sends Glackens to Europe to purchase art for Barnes's collection. This is a very exclusive collection, has remained a pretty exclusive collection until about even like the 1990s. So Glackens has this ability to access all of these French impressionists, these French modernists, but really what he brings back for Barnes are a lot of the French modernists, people like Picasso, Cézanne, people who are not exactly impressionists, but people who are emerging in the first part of the 20th century to be very, very modern. And this inspires Glackens. Glackens, his career starts out as an artist and an illustrator. He works for a variety of newspapers and magazines in Philadelphia and New York. And this experience in Europe and seeing all these European modernists, it changes his style. And he goes first from being what is considered in the terms of American art history, an ashcan artist, which kind of getting down to it means that his works were pretty muddy in terms of their color palette and very much to do with like the city, like that kind of grittiness that you would associate maybe with like New York City. But then he sees works by an artist like Renoir, who's exploring color in a very, very vibrant way. And this influences him. And his works kind of overnight go from this muddy, dark grittiness to pops of like acid green and bright orange and turquoise, and not so much focusing on the city, but focusing on life at the beach. And this is going to kind of progress to be other themes that Renoir also covers.
And where does Renoir go from here? And where does Glackens go from here?
Well, so this is definitely, you know, for Renoir, it's a direct shift from Impressionism, and Impressionism just becomes a little less to do with light and atmosphere and more to do with color and brushstroke and how loose the brushstroke is. You know, he's really focusing more on composition and that aspect. And for Glackens, Glackens is trying to figure out, kind of in a similar way, how American art is going to progress. Like, does it make sense to focus on this kind of gritty, dark color, or does it make sense for it to fit within kind of a natural progression of what's been happening in art history in terms of looking at composition and color and everything? And so I think for Glackens, he's just experimenting. And ultimately, what he ends up with is something that's pretty modern as well.
And we talked about Renoir's influence on Glackens. Whom did Glackens influence? A name that we might recognize.
I think that's a little bit tougher to find because, like I was saying, you know, art history wasn't as kind to William Glackens. And I'm not sure why. There's no reason why he shouldn't have gone down in history as being this really, really incredible artist.
Especially since he was in the right place at the right time so many times during his life.
Absolutely. And all I can think of is that, because I think in terms of American art history, things are going to shift to become very, very like modern and very abstract. And Glackens doesn't fit within that. Like, he fits within it in terms of infusing these kind of brighter colors and steering away from something that's very realistic. But he's not going to kind of shift so much that it is all about line and form in that kind of sense. So I think pinpointing who Glackens influenced is a little bit more difficult.
Maybe somebody who will have the chance to come out to The Hunter and see some of his work, a future artist.
Absolutely. I mean, the exhibition is pretty incredible. So I think it would be hard-pressed, whether you're an artist or not, to walk out with some sort of inspiration.
Natalie Mead, thank you.
Thank you.
The exhibition at The Hunter opens on Saturday and will be on display through September 22nd.